Welcome to Epic Life,
a podcast about what totally rocks,
who's out to lunch,
things that are happening to us,
and things that have happened at us.
I'm Rachel.
I'm Sarah.
And today we're talking about,
We're going to talk about it all.
No limits.
I want you guys to just get your listening boots on and your listening hat and get ready to hear the dirt.
And don't think for a second that we're not going to dish the dirt, because
we got a lot of goss.
Yeah, so for me,
we're two tricksters.
Yeah.
We're two tricksters just tooling around the town, waving around our little wands.
Muck raking and slobbering
on knobs.
taking out the trash. Slobbering on knobs.
Yeah.
And taking out the trash.
And listening, you know, those stethoscopes that doctors have? We have them, but to listen to other people's conversations.
Exactly.
I wish so bad.
Or, you know, I feel like they stopped letting it happen, but there used to be a thing where you could turn on, like, you could put your AirPods on, like, listen mode.
What?
I'm trying to think if it's you put your phone on listen mode and then you walk away with your AirPods. Yeah, I think that's what happened, is you would leave your phone somewhere, but you could have your AirPods in and you could listen to what people were saying. Like, it was like a audio, like, it was like for helping deaf people, because it would like help amplify what people were saying if they wanted to like not sit on top of each other, but one person would talk into the phone.
Interesting, like, but then it's more of a spy device.
It's such a good spy device, and I'm like, that's fucking genius.
There used to be like late night ads for this spy device called Listen In, which was basically a stethoscope, and then it was such a funny ad. It was called Listen In, and then it was like, and there was such a funny ad of different people like hearing muffled people talking in the other room, and then putting in the device and like putting it to the door to like hear what they're saying, and like just actors being like, ooh, or like,
people so love to like find out bad news. Like, oh, I really think it's like people are obsessed with finding out bad news. I mean, I guess it's good for like catching cheaters and stuff. Like, I remember there was like so much stuff about catching cheaters, like as a child.
Like the cheater show. Yeah. Is that what it was called?
And then like, there are like all those cameras, spy cameras that you can like have places.
Yes.
And like, I remember my dad being really excited because they like put a camera in a pin. And I was like, there's no way. But then there was. Now
your dad was
like,
excited what he was gonna wear and just like and just like record things.
I think he just went to like a tech conference and they were like, it was all spyware, and I think he was excited about it because it's cool to be able
I think it's like the probably kid in him that like, you know, it's like the 007 gadget stuff.
Yeah, I thought about buying one for so long, just like a pin, because I just wonder like if it would be fun like go to parties or like record my life through this pin.
Like,
just see what I did all day. But I decided not to, because it could be used for nebulous purposes and could be really scary.
I have that camcorder, and I'm supposed to be recording my life, and I have not begun because I can't make myself begin, but I have to because I said that I would. But it's just so funny. It's like, I ain't doing anything interesting, but I guess you gotta do something.
I would love to watch you make your smoothie.
Well, yeah, maybe actually, you know what's funny? I did think of that. I'm like, I guess I could make.
Everything you do is nice. You make your smoothie, you make your bed. Like, the stuff you do is sweet. It's really, really nice to watch.
Aww.
And it's different from other people, and your stretches.
Yeah. Oh my God. I feel like kind of like, I don't know, weird and sore today. I would love to get some old fashioned body work done by somebody who takes it really seriously and like just like bends and stretches me and tells me when to breathe and goes, and like kind of,
I need,
you know,
someone
what I mean?
Knowing. Like, I feel like it's been so long since I went to someone who like really understood what was going on for me.
Yeah. Caro sent me the link of her friend who's an energy healer. And then I remembered
Petunia. What's her name?
Pippa.
She's a
Pippi Longstocking.
Yeah.
Petunia is the cutest. There used to be a storybook with Petunia the pig when I was a kid. I know. Is
so
that too
cute.
Much? I honestly do want to cry about it too. It's too much.
It's so
Petunia
cute.
The pig. Anyways, but yeah, I think I might just go ahead and like Venmo this chick to like cleanse my fucking chakras, because I feel like I need some sort of defibrillator to my soul right now.
Dude, I really
I want
that.
The snake oil salesman. I don't give a F right now.
I just want to feel good by any means necessary, except I won't do drugs and I won't, I guess.
I probably do drugs, but I'm too lazy to go find them.
Yeah, I also am like, if I take drugs and it goes bad or like afterwards and I'm sadder than this, like I actually don't think I can handle it.
Well, that's exactly it. If you do drugs, you will be sadder in the long run.
Yeah.
But I remember doing drugs once when I was like really deeply, deeply upset and depressed, like in this horrible place.
Yeah.
And it felt so good to be feel good for like just a bit, just a break. And I'm like, this feels medicinal right now.
Definitely. I think like if I didn't know where the sadness was coming from, it would definitely be helpful. But yes. I think knowing it, it's kind of just like, I think I would just think about it way more.
Yeah, for real.
And be sadder.
Yeah, but yeah, who knows? I guess I shouldn't be promoting drugs so much. But
no, drugs are tight.
But sometimes I do think it's like, it's like if it feels like
they help you get to know yourself,
popping like open like a little bit of a hole in the sky, so that way you can like let some new light shine in for a second.
Definitely. Also, it's like it's really easy to believe that our reality is like the only answer and the only thing that's going on, but like there is that possibility that like the spiritual realm is important. Or that there's aliens.
The ethereal.
Or yeah, just that like time is not as like strict as we think it is.
Yes.
And like just because it feels like you have to be feeling that you're in the now, maybe it's different than how you will. I don't know. You know what I mean?
Like time just moves different.
Yeah.
I think that sounds good.
I want to do ayahuasca. That sounds awesome.
Yeah, it sounds crazy. The throwing up part, I honestly think I could wrap my head around. I just think it would be sucky to be with a weird group or something.
Yeah. I like have thought about doing it. I like really wanted to do it with my family, but I would never want.
With your family?
Yeah, I don't know what's wrong with me. I just thought it would be like
that's
healing.
Cute. Yeah.
But I would never want to see my dad throw up or shit. Like that would freak me out.
Yeah.
Like I could do everything else, but I just like couldn't handle that.
I know. Yeah, totally. That's so interesting. Yeah, right now is a calming day. I would love, I'm definitely going to do some, a little bit of research on some sort of crazy, I want to go to some wacky woo woo whacker. In the next couple of days or something. I feel like I was over that shit for a while, but
yeah.
Right now I'm feeling a little bit stuck and I would love somebody to tell
psychic
me something.
Psychic guidance.
Oh my God, a psychic. Maybe it should be a psychic. Yeah. I was really, I don't know. Maybe everything's fine in the same breath.
Yeah, but it also like sometimes is nice to have someone be like, have you thought about this? And it's something you didn't even consider.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, I think I need a perspective. You know what? You're right. I need a perspective shift.
The other day I saw this little kid kick a like streamer that was like on the ground and his dad kicked it and they were just having so much fun and then they like ran off together and I was like, what the fuck? And so I kicked the streamer to see if I could like access even a shred of the joy that they were experiencing.
Yes.
And it didn't really help, but it did take me out of my head for a couple minutes because I was trying to understand like, where does the joy of kicking a streamer come from for a child? And where does it go? Because I don't really have that anymore.
Yeah.
But I think it was just slowing down with his dad and hanging out.
Oh, yeah, that's for real. It was a bit of a different circumstance. be careful. I hope that the quality is still good. Rachel is getting comfortable in a very cute way.
Thanks.
She's getting reclined.
I don't know if it worked really, but yeah, now I'm comfortable.
It's hard to be comfortable. Yeah, where hurts on you? Let's talk about what hurts on each other's bodies. Because I have some answers today. Okay, where about your hip? Like, tell me
like
where.
The outside.
The side where it connects to your body in the socket?
No, like kind of like the outside really hurts. I think it's like really tight.
Yeah.
And then my other hip started hurting later and it's just like I feel
so
like
first
so
it was your
weak.
Right hip and now it was your left hip?
Yeah, and I just feel really like tired. Like my whole body is just like, why are you doing this to me?
Yeah.
And I don't even know what this is really relating to.
Yeah.
But I am just like exhausted and sad.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, that's real as hell. Do you want to hear what hurts on me?
Yeah, please. Sorry, I forgot to ask.
It's okay. My hips hurt, but near the back, mm-hmm. where above the bum.
Ow.
Yeah, and it's getting your neck hurts?
No.
Oh, you're seeing out for me?
Yeah, of course, I was thinking about it.
That's nice. I don't know why. I just got back from yoga class, so I don't know. But I hadn't been in a while. But
did it hurt before yoga class?
No, but I feel like, I think I'm having some mental tension about a few things.
Totally.
And so we carry those things in our body. And a cool thing about yoga is you can release some of that stuff. So maybe I just am feeling it somewhere different.
Death.
Yeah. So crazy. Maybe, do you know what we should, I wish we had a holistic third. If we had a third roommate who was a holistic person.
Yeah, just like someone who was like
tinctures
Reiki,
and stuff.
Massages, tinctures. Yeah, my roommate from college who was like that, like a tincture girl. She like made like 600 like cups of soup when she was pregnant. Now she just had her baby today.
She today?
Or like yesterday. Yeah, she just posted about it today. Stop. And she's so cute.
That's so cute.
Baby Winona.
Oh, that's a good name. I love the name
Winona. And she has the best parents in the world. They're so awesome and loving and like, what an awesome thing to see happen.
Wow, that is so cool.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Wow, way to go. And where do they live in?
They're in Maine, in Portland, Maine.
Oh, cool. That's kind of a cool place to be.
Yeah. I think the kid is going to be the coolest kid ever. Not to like give them a lot of expectations, but I'm just watching from afar and just so stoked.
Oh, that's so nice.
Because I watched their relationship bud from like her flirting with him to them falling madly in love to them like having really loud sex in my apartment to moving back to Maine to getting married and then having an awesome baby.
Wow. A little bit of a cycle you've got to witness lovingly from afar. That's so cool. I guess she's I've had that experience a few times with a few friends now. People getting together, getting married and having children. And I had a really hard time with it. Like I liked it at first, but then I definitely wrote about that dynamic in my short film where you like lose a friend to like them becoming domestic as fuck.
Yeah, it's sad.
It's sad, but it is sad.
Or it's just like a big change that can bring up sadness only because you're like, I wish I was doing everything. I think life is hard because you don't get to do everything and you just have to really enjoy the path that you're on and be kind to yourself.
Yeah, you gotta be kind to yourself. Oh, Rachel's not feeling good.
Sorry.
No, don't be sorry. I love you so much. Being kind to yourself, honestly, if you want to look at my Google searches, the last thing I did did search is this. What is self-esteem? And then here it says, it's more important to talk about self-compassion than self-esteem because self-esteem is...
External?
It's about rating... self-esteem refers to a degree to which we evaluate ourselves positively. Mm-hmm. It represents how much we like or value ourselves. And it's often based on comparisons with others. But, you know, it's like, so that's all good. But self-compassion is just, it already, I even just saying that, it feels like, you know, it feels like just a sweeter way of kind of helping you yourself wherever you're at and whatever you've been through and whatever you did. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
I think that feels more unconditional love vibes than esteem.
Yeah.
Because people with good self-esteem, maybe they're cunts.
And also like that stuff usually comes from external stuff, like finding a job where you get treated with respect. Yeah. And myself no matter what.
Totally.
Self-esteem feels much more like... accomplishment based.
Do you want to know what made me cry really hard the other day?
What?
So I was wearing these shorts and I feel like they're not hot. They're just like regular sweatpants shorts, but they don't look good on me. So I was like, they look fine. They're just shorts and I just do the trick, but they're not like necessarily flattering. Mm-hmm. Okay. And so I was like cooking food and I realized I'm like, well, I can't wear, I got to like change these shorts because they're not. And then I'm like, and then I pictured myself as a little kid wearing these shorts, and I burst into tears.
Because
I was like, you can wear ugly shorts, you're still wonderful. Yeah. You don't need to wear shorts that make people want to fuck you. How cute are you to just be wearing your little shorts, even if they're ill fitting? You know what I mean? And like a baby wearing funny shaped shorts. I'm like, is that baby less worthy than another baby because that baby has ill fitting shorts on?
Yeah, sometimes you just gotta like really think about how much you love yourself.
Always picturing me as a kid or baby wearing like shorts or like a kid like just wanting a like lover attention, and I'm like, don't scold yourself for wanting love and attention. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh my God.
I know. Is that crazy? It made me burst into tears.
I legit can't think about like having a kid because it's like I would love, like, I can't imagine loving anything that much.
If you had a kid, it would be the funniest, cutest, coolest, most brilliant child in the world. You'd be constantly laughing, and you guys would sing together. You'd be the new Partridge Family. That's a really old reference, but that's when there's the Partridge Family. A family band.
Ba, 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 yeah, ba, ba, ba.
I feel like you should definitely have a Partridge Family. I think everybody would be into that.
Yeah, I guess. I wish I had like a big bus.
Yeah, I wish you had a big bus too. It, like, if I feel like if this was hippie era, you'd be the one with the fucking cool van.
I wish.
You're like, I stole this from the army. Let's rock.
I really wish. I really wish.
Yeah, tell me what you wish.
I don't know.
Because let's make your dream come true.
I wish I was like not heartbroken.
Yeah.
And in better shape, like stronger.
Yeah. Well, you're stronger than you realize. And flexible.
And I wish that I had like a consistent flow of income. And I wish that I have car, and I wish I was better at cooking, and that I was better at planning out meals and eating at home.
Okay, there a few of those things I can definitely support you in.
Thanks.
We can cook together more, and we can make each other food more. Like we do that sometimes.
Yeah.
We haven't done it for a little while, but yeah, we can cook for each other, and that usually helps. I'll make cornbread after this.
Thanks.
And then we can gluten free.
Figure out what I have in my closet.
For flexible. You can do that. You can put down the mat while you're watching a movie or something.
Yeah.
The thing about flexibility as well is it's the cool thing about it, which I think is like really healing and a wonderful thing, mm-hmm. is that it's not about wrenching yourself into being flexible.
Yeah,
it's literally about laying and breathing yourself into letting yourself relax into whatever your body will allow you that day.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's like the opposite of effort.
Yeah.
Which is kind of cool because just that's like a which lesson. Is a yin yang of like what you would do to like, because I know you like to like pump iron and like.
Yeah, and like strengthening and staying flexible like don't work together that well. Like you have to do both at the same time with equal kind of enthusiasm or else
you just get too stiff. I've totally been working out way less. It's so funny. It's like, yeah. It's yeah. And I think that's why I probably feel a little off mood wise. Yeah, I think definitely. I need those
it
in.
It just makes such a difference. It's crazy, and it makes you feel like control of yourself.
Yeah, and I always like leave. I always leave an exercise like at least feeling like I did that. Like even if I'm not, don't feel like I'll either feel like between okay, I got that done, I accomplished at least that, or $1 million. So anywhere between those two things is good.
It's so cool when you don't think that you're going to do something and then you surprise yourself by doing it.
Like what? What do you mean?
I don't know. Like, I guess with an exercise, like where you're like, I'm never, like, I want to go to the gym. And then you're like, I'm not going to the gym.
That
and
happened
like,
to me. I did 50 minutes of running and I didn't think I could. It was like this class and I thought it was an all over hit workout. And they're like, no, this is just the special running one. I'm like, well, I can't run for that long. Mm-hmm. And then guess who ran for that long?
Girl.
I couldn't even believe it. And when I came out, I was like, wow. And I was like trying to say like something deep. Like I was like, it really goes to show anything you want. Like I was trying to say something important, but I couldn't find the words because I was like tuckered out. But I was like,
I just remembered I have to do something.
Put your mind to something and you can do it. But yes, so I agree.
Sorry.
No, it's cool. Do you want me to read a bit more about self-esteem until you're back?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Okay. Okay, while saying positive things to yourself helps counter automatic negative thoughts, check in on whether that interior voice is constantly comparing, whether favorably or not. If you constantly think that you're...
Okay, I'm back.
Okay, thank God.
Sorry, I forgot that I could do that. I was watching you for a second and I was like, I don't care about that stuff.
I don't care either. It's like literally a wiki how on how to like have self-worth or something.
Oh my God, when I was going to college, I was so anxious. I was like,
really?
So, yeah, I don't know why. Like,
was this in the film program?
No, this was, yeah, I mean, it was just before I went to college, like the summer before college, like after I graduated from high school. And then I was working at a yacht club and I didn't have a single friend on Long Island.
Oh my God.
So I basically was just like alone for an entire summer.
That literally sounds
really
like the premise
sad.
Of an amazing movie.
I mean, it could have been if I did anything more than lie in the hammock and read books and like draw in crayons, but I was just like so unfathomably depressed and like lonely and like scared, and my jaw like clenched shut.
Oh no.
And I couldn't open it. I got TMJ, and then I
what's that?
I have no idea, but it's like lockjaw.
Oh my gosh.
And I was like so anxious and just like feeling like my life is sucks. I'm not going to be cool. College is going to ruin me. I don't know. And then I looked at this YouTube video, and the guy is like, this is such a dork. I just looked up like how to be confident, and it didn't help at all. But it was I still remember it. It was this guy who was like such a fucking loser. He was like, just go to someone who has to be nice to you and make a joke, because they'll laugh and you'll laugh and you'll feel good. So his example was, go to the grocery store, and when you check out, go, I thought it was supposed to be free today. and the cashier will laugh, and you can laugh, and you'll feel really good. And I never did that, but I was just like, okay.
I love these different pieces of advice. That's really funny.
It was such a like a rant, but I can't believe I still remember that, like, legit 10 years later.
That is really funny. And you're like, no, buddy, you don't get it. But also, I feel like there's so many different things you can do, like whether people are like, go outside and go for a walk. But I like the idea of like going to the grocery store and making somebody who has to laugh what you're saying. But I guess it is true. It's like a bit of human connection helps.
And it's just like a no fail. Like, I think with people who like really have low self-esteem, low confidence, like, it's like, what can you do that will not fail? So you know you can do this one thing, and then you can do this other thing. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like failure resistance or like rejection resistance is something that you can only build up by getting rejected and failing a bunch. You know what I mean?
You said the best thing. You had that best, that awesome quote when you're on the HBO Girls podcast or Rewatch podcast.
Huh? What did I say?
You said, if you aren't getting rejected, you aren't living.
Yeah. And I really do mean that. Like, it's so important to try. Like, it breaks my heart when people are too scared to try stuff. It's like, what's the worst that happens? You just are exactly where you are right now. Mm-hmm. Best thing that happens is you find out something surprising, which is that, I don't know, people like your stuff.
Yeah.
Or you get what you deserve, which is that people like your stuff and they like it as much as you do. Like, I don't know. Obviously, there's so much that can go wrong in the universe, but not doing anything is like the worst thing in the world, I think.
Yeah, totally. I mean, for sure. And you're definitely doing lots of stuff. Like, it's funny you're talking about this time, and it's interesting just to imagine you in this like snapshot, like working at that yacht club where you didn't have any friends there. And it sounds like it was probably like, I don't know, really tough. But then it's like, look at you now. Like, I know that it's not ideal, but just like what you've accomplished is like massive.
Thanks.
Like, I don't know. If the listener hasn't heard, you got to check out the cool interview magazine interview with Rachel that just dropped today. And it's massive because your BFF, Emily
wrote it.
And it's so like cool. Incredible.
Yeah, I'm stoked on it.
Yeah, it's like so funny and like, I don't know, man. You're blowing up. Like, I know, but that's the thing that people don't, I think, want to realize is that everybody's very multifaceted, and just because one area might be popping off doesn't mean it's everything else is perfect.
Yeah, and I feel so guilty for not being like over the moon nonstop. I really want to be, because I am.
Who could possibly do that? Somebody who has had a frontal lobotomy, man. Like,
yeah, I think it's just like, I think the thing with like performing arts industry stuff is that like, if you are making it in any way, it like feels like it's like everyone knows about it or something, because it's like the news or like TV or whatever. But like, it is just a job, like a job. And it's the same way that like, if your company has an employee of the month or something, and they're like really proud of your numbers or something, like it's the same thing. And it just is such a wider scale. But I think like, it can't like mean more than just like, oh, I'm doing good at my job. or like the thing I want to. I don't really know.
Yeah, I like that comparison.
I was just trying to think about it earlier because I was like, why am I not being like more insanely stoked? But I also think it's like a protecting me from becoming like a diva ego monster.
Yeah, you're honestly a girl's girl and you're a grounded person, and so thanks. I think that you don't. And I also do think that you do care what people and your friends and loved ones think, and it's like imperative to you that you don't, I don't know, let this go to your head or something. But I feel like you gotta pat yourself on the back and you gotta celebrate, and I think you are doing that here and there.
Yeah,
but like, I mean, you really should, because it's like it's
unbelievable.
It's unbelievable, and nobody, I don't know anybody who's gotten this kind of fucking
me neither praise. Feels insane.
Like I've seen plenty of people blow up.
Yeah,
but like, I don't know, it's kind of cute. It reminds me of like a montage in a movie, and like all the different, like all the different,
like
presses,
2 weeks,
but it's like all the different press things that are coming out, like
the spinning
of like of the articles newspaper. And like you're like walking down the street holding and people are recognizing you and like pointing and you're like hi.
It's like Spider-Man 3 when he turns evil and like dung, da, dung, da, like I'm like imagining like montage of all the newspaper coming out, then he like gets bit by the thing, he's walking down the street, he thinks he's hot shit. It's like I want to watch that tonight. What are you up to?
Yeah, that we should watch it. Let's let Abby know that we're gonna watch it. Okay, but I think actually that's a perfect thing, and I really like that visual. And I want really like that vaginal opening, and I'm gonna go down on it. But no, it's the funniest thing. But then, I know that like simultaneously you're like dealing with like heartbreak and like all sorts of stuff. So it's like, this is why you're so fucking cool and real. And like, this is why people love you, is because you're a complex person and you're not a sociopath.
Thanks.
Yeah.
There was like someone who got famous like a couple years ago. And I remember her tweeting like about how 1 year was like the worst year for her, like social life and like dating life, but the best year for her career. And I'm like, you know what, she's happy
that?
Now or I don't know, I don't think so. Like I do like my social life and my I did it to myself with romance, but I do feel like you really do sometimes have to like pay
the piper.
Yeah, like,
interesting.
You can't just all be good. That would be insane.
I know what you mean.
I wish I felt that you could, but
I feel like I actually kind of imagine it's like we think that there's like a finite amount of energy in these different sections of our lives. And I think that I might have a little bit of belief about that. I'm having a nice little time in one area, but then my career, it feels like I like literally fell off a cliff and I was in the back of the line, so nobody noticed that I fell. And I'm like, that's sort of what it, but then also that's me being dramatic. And I'm like, I definitely have I have people who like my shit, and like, and I'm making stuff even though it might not be at a high clip at the moment, you know?
Oh, so like, it really is so funny that it's like the stuff that you're doing that you feel like no one is caring about could flip in a second. And then also like the stuff that's going good could flip in a second. I hope it doesn't. You know what I mean?
Oh my God, you're
right. But it
really
is just like, you just have to really enjoy whatever is going good, because
one foot in front of the other and try to smile.
And hope that not everything is going bad at the same time, because that would be a total nightmare.
Gosh. Yeah. That's when people that's a vibe too. Yeah, it's so wild. It's so precarious. My therapist was calling things, trying to use the analogy of for me, which is like a house of cards. Like, sometimes like a relationship you're in or like a project you have going on is like a house of cards,
mm-hmm.
right? And it's very delicate, and you know, anything,
you have no idea
anything,
which thing.
There, a gust of wind, a fan could turn on, somebody yeah. could walk by and bump the table. Like, you don't know, and you can't control.
And you can't wait for that to happen, because then you'll be like freaking out about your house of cards.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, you may as well just enjoy the house of cards while you're making it. And so anyways, but so my area of focus this week is about me coming to terms with my lack of control. So I don't know exactly how that looks, but it's definitely something that's irritating to me, because I think that's why I don't feel 100% right now.
Totally. I feel like with control, like, I feel like
trust and control are my big issues.
Yeah, it's exposure therapy.
Ooh.
Type thing. Like with control especially, it's like you just have to put yourself in situations where you're not in control. Like, dating is a really good one. Like, performing arts is a really good, like, you really do a good job. Like, you're not in control a lot of the time. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I actually don't know, but it is hard when you, like, want it on over everything.
Yeah.
Maybe it's, like, I have no idea, but.
Yeah. It is so wild, dude. It's, like, I think, I don't know, I feel very comforted that we have a nice home situation. I can't imagine what it would be like having this life and not having a home base that we feel cozy and comfortable. And,
dude,
and
oh my God, I would common. Be freaking out. Yeah. I'm like, I was talking about it legit today. Like, I'm so grateful to have a space that's peaceful and nice and that yeah. I trust you and like feel, who was I talking to?
The bus driver?
Yeah, probably. Me and the bus driver chatting it up.
Oh my God. But you know what's so funny is like whenever I'm heartbroken, the people I spill my guts to may as well be, it's just like the mailman, no, the butcher, the baker, the candlestick maker. I will talk to whoever.
I've been being a complete liability. Like, it's so unfair. Yesterday I called Serenity, where's Sakara? I don't know how to say her last name. Mm-hmm. And like, I was just talking about like career stuff and I was just like asking her questions and then I like started crying really fast, like, cause she just mentioned something and I just started sobbing and then we were talking for, and then she started sobbing about something completely different. And we were both just crying on the phone about like I was sobbing about like relationship stuff. She was sobbing about, job stuff. And we just were both crying. It was so funny. It was, I don't know. Anyway. Yeah. I just keep crying.
I mean, you got to, I think that's good though. I think it's good because you know what? It's your feelings and you have to let them, you have to express yourself and you have to allow your friends and community and loved ones to hold you in your time of feeling absolute hell.
Yeah.
It's just it's pain. Life, like, you know, what is the Buddhists say? Like, life is pain. Is that so? You're alive, you know? Yeah. You're alive.
And it's such a blessing to feel pain because I also felt so good for so long. Too good, probably.
There'll be, you're going to get back to feeling normal, more like you. I'm telling you.
I hope so.
I think you're doing the right thing, which is laying down and just being honest.
Yeah. And I'm trying to make sure I still do, I'm trying not to cancel anything.
That's really important.
Because I really want to make sure that I'm, like, being normal out, like, trying to be normal.
Well, I think it's important to just stay busy because it's just basically, it's torture, but then little by little, something lifts. Mm-hmm. And then you're still doing your thing. And then one day you just, like, you just feel a little differently. And it's like, you're a very wise person. So it's sort of like, and you're present, you're being present with yourself. And I think that's important. A lot of people disassociate. And like, I remember this one girl I knew in Toronto, she wasn't a close friend, but she was dating like a big name. You know, from the... I don't want to have to edit this, no, so I don't want to go
I'm
back
dying
in.
I'm dying to know who you're talking about. I might not know who you're talking about. That's a hard name to whisper.
I know. It was really hard because I was also smiling really big, so there's no way you could understand what I was whispering to you.
That's funny.
Okay, so she was dating him.
Uh-huh.
And this was like a long time ago. This was like probably like 15 years ago or something. I don't want to age myself.
Definitely way before.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah, totally. Oh, my God. Anyways, so I knew the girls who lived with her. It was like these three roommates, and they said that they broke up. Uh-huh. He broke up with her or something. She wouldn't admit it, and she wouldn't talk about it, and she would just go in her room and pretend that they were still dating for like
years.
And the girls were like, "Hey," and they're like very like non-direct girls themselves, anyways. So they're like, "Hey, we just wanted to see how you," and like she's like, "How I am? Absolutely fine. See you later. Going on a
that's
date with
crazy.
Blank, you know?"
That's crazy.
Yeah. So it's sort of like there's everybody
better
has
to be honest, I think.
I know.
Just so you don't freak out your roommates.
And then I heard that I heard that like right before they broke up, I guess she probably felt it was coming. So she was trying to like flex her sexuality. And so they were at a bar and like a Beyonce song came on. And then she like basically got on a table and started like dancing really sexily out of nowhere. And it was like really out of character. And like everybody was horrified and didn't know what to do. Yeah, and so like it was just kind of weird, and the Canadians were much more like reserved than I think fun American people. So yeah. It was like I think everybody was like, "What the hell?" It was like, anyways, I'm sure that she's better now.
I want to be sexy dancing.
I know.
I wish I could dance sexy. I like really. Don't
I
know
love
how to
dancing
do it.
Sexy. It, you know, just really good for your health is to be dancing in front of the mirror. At least I heard that from one woman. I believe her.
I don't want to like freak out Abby downstairs if I'm like stomping around.
I like that you have to like stomp. I don't think she know. I don't think Abby like. I think she would be really encouraging if we're like, oh, sorry if we're loud. We're both sexily dancing in front of our individual
our
mirrors. Yeah.
Sorry, I have to write down another thing. I'm like so forgetful and scared that I'll forget this.
Yeah, no problem. Here, I'll just go back to
no,
reading
no.
Really
I'm really
plain
sorry,
text.
Sarah. Here, wait, I'm back.
Hold on. You are?
Yeah.
Because, well, saying pot... Okay, never mind. This is so stupid. Yeah, anyway, so interesting. Yeah, life is so fucking crazy, man.
Yeah, and I hope that one day I feel pretty level.
You will. I think it's something that you're striving for, yeah. And I think that career was an area that you felt a lot of... longing in, and then now you couldn't be blowing up harder.
Thanks.
So it's sort of like, you know, if you could do it in one area, maybe you'll hit all, maybe you'll get all the biggest interviews from having a like a really nice, I don't know, spiritual practice one day. Or like, you know, or just like they're like, we heard you got a new car and they want to cover it that in
yeah
GQ
we heard that you can afford a car and the gas yeah and the tickets that you will inevitably get and the insurance for the rest of the year.
Exactly. Maybe
we're
that
so
will be front page news soon.
A girl reached out to me today and was like, can I interview about like your finances? And I was like, dude, no. Like, I don't have anything coming in. Like, I'm fucked.
Oh, because she was trying to figure out if you're making money?
Yeah, she was just like, I want to like do a piece on like how you make money as a comedian. And I was like,
By being a barista or having a Joe job, working in advertising is probably like, or who, like, yeah, people who work in advertising and stuff like that probably make the best money.
Yeah, I just like feel like such a, I mean, obviously I'm not a loser, but there's some areas where I was just like,
are you kidding me? I'm in the same boat.
Of insecurities, girl.
Yeah, yeah, but I also think that like, who was saying this? Oh, I was talking to Maya about this because mm-hmm. she just did her Seed to Spark and they surpassed 10 grand for their short.
That's amazing.
And she had a lot of problems working up the nerve to do a crowdfunding thing. And somebody brought it to her attention that in Europe and other parts of the world, the government values the arts. And so you get
grants. Yeah, in Canada, so and good about
get,
it.
Yeah, you can get grants. I don't know. I never really got anything in Canada. But anyways, like, but here it's like, in art, the arts is important to everybody's human experience. It helps people feel good. It helps people connect. Mm-hmm. And it's part of culture. And in other parts of the world, that is funded. And then, so here, everything's privately funded, including everybody's medical expenses.
Yeah.
So it's sort of like, it's interesting for people, when people want to know how we all make money, it's like, it ain't pretty, man. Like, I was dating I've dated a couple of snobs that couldn't believe how I got by. You know what I mean? And it's just like, yeah, dude, I'm not in advertising or I'm not like famous. So what do you expect?
Yeah, it sucks.
Yeah.
Or it just feels bad sometimes.
Yeah, it feels bad, but also it's like, but also
it shouldn't be shame.
It
yeah,
shouldn't
it's like
be
cool.
Shameful. I've also dated people who wanted, who also was in the arts, but they were too proud to get a Joe job, and then
yeah,
I had to cover
sucks.
Stuff for both of us, and then I was like, no man, it's like way more noble to just like do something,
yeah,
and be creative or just get things done to get by, like, yeah. I don't know, but then again, maybe it's cooler to just like resist, but maybe don't mooch off your girlfriend.
Yeah,
listen, I'm throwing a lot of weird stuff right now.
Hey, no problem, there's a lot going on.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. But I heard we're at a retrograde. So everybody's faxes and emails should be going through smoothly now.
Oh, that's good.
Mercury went direct, so we can all calm the fuck down.
Wow, I guess I'll stop being weird.
Yeah, and I guess I'll stop crying. No, awesome. Joking.
We're at 40 if we want to wrap it up.
Yeah, let's wrap it up. Parting words for our listeners?
Just like, don't ruin everything that you have, and I don't know.
Don't ruin everything you have.
If you have it, just enjoy it, and I don't know.
Maybe, I'd say do something out of character.
Yeah, spice things up. Go home a new way tomorrow.
Take a new route.
Take the ferry.
Maybe go to a shooting range, go to a new grocery store.
Okay.
Get yourself a treat.
That's crucial.
All right, okay, y'all.
Bye. Love ya.
Bye.
Bye.